Dark Moon says, same questions. Woo!
Mr. Speaker, distinguished guests, fellow citizens. As we gather tonight, our nation is at war, our economy is in recession, and the civilized world faces unprecedented dangers. Yet the state of our kingdom has never been stronger.
Dear Ash, I'm brand new and at level 6. Can you please tell me where I should adventure?
Right now, you should be playing around in the harem, if not already into the fat fried fryers, deep fried fryers area. If anything I've told you today is helpful, you can show your love by throwing me some stars, but that's just me. Or box of sunshine. Thanks for.
Hey, Ashalon, can you tell me what foods not to eat on a speed run?
Oranges and grapes.
I've done lots of hardcore runs, and I'm bored. What should I do?
I might do a softcore quick run. Do a stainless steel the entire time.
I didn't get my Mr. A's as fast as I think I should have. I'm gonna go cancel my credit card charges and blur blur blur.
It's been fucking 2 days, and you probably didn't do it right either.
We're adjusting our strategies to the threats of a new era.
You are now listening to the very learned and very wise Ashalon and his State of the Kingdom on the radio KOL.
Welcome to State of the Kingdom with Ashalon. Ash will be here with you for the next 2 hours to answer your game questions. Send questions to me, teacher's assistant, player number 1005959. Please remember, Ashalon is not a member of the dev team, nor does he have any dev team powers or control over how the game works, or the ability to make changes to the game. All answers given on State of the Kingdom are Ash's own experience or opinions, and may not necessarily reflect the thoughts or intentions of the asymmetric team. Once again, send your questions to me, teacher's assistant, player number 1005959. And now, ladies and gentlemen, it is my distinct pleasure to introduce to you, Ashalon.
Oh, hello everybody. How are you doing? yeah, was it around Friday? Because there was this meeting I had to go to the south of the state for Quiz Bowl, and there was like snowish and stuff, and wasn't real sure if I'd get back in time. And of course I didn't, which was a good thing that I didn't get that give up the show. So, hi, this is State of the Kingdom. This is a 2-hour lovely discussion show about any and everything pertaining to the game or not. And I don't know, there might be things y'all want to kind of ramble and beat around the bush that might have started 2.5 days ago? I don't know. I hear rumors that it might be getting close to Crimboween. I don't know if that's really true or not. I hear rumors that there might be a new zone or something. I don't know. It's all us a bunch of horse honky to me. But anyway, if you'd like to have discussions and stuff, then what you need to do first off is get yourself in radio chat, and you could do that very easily. Just go /radio, poof, there you are, or /switch radio if you want to be able to listen to where you were before. Second thing is, anything you want me to kind of talk about, give advice on, say on air, whatever. You can send those comments to teacher's assistant, 1005959. And if you've not heard this show before and you've heard of Jick and Scully, it's kind of like a Jick and Scully show, but without all the intimate knowledge of exactly what all is going to happen in the game, and I have absolutely no say on anything. So, yeah, don't send me things like going, hey, there should be this in the game, because I'm like... okay, go ask Jake. Because, Jake who? What? But anyway, let's see here. Who all... So who's the regulars there? Wombat, Wombatulum, which... Oh, yeah, I need to change that macro. Wombatulum is the host of all the archives of my show. So you can listen to the craziness that is. Demisha, I don't know if Demisha's still left, but it's a bandmate of Wombat. So Elbel is in the house again. Atrophied is in the house again. Rue the Day is back. CrackMonkey69 has popped in. I've been told that I should get my flame retardant suit on. There are trolls lurking, and oh god, I hope so. I've not bantered a troll in a long, long time. I've not had fun on air with the troll in a long, long time. So I'm hoping to god there is, because I could use the fun. And geez, corn is drunk. Nice. And the piggy. Hello, piggy. How are you? And Fifor still owes me an email. You know what you are. You know what you did or didn't do. So, anyway, I'm going to, like, play some music. About 15 minutes worth of here. That's 3, 7, 10. Yeah, 15 minutes. And then we'll come back and ask our questions to Teacher's Assistant 1005959. You're listening to State of the Kingdom here on Radio KOL. Nightwish is good? Life Nightwish? Better. Much, much better. So, yeah. So anyway, State of the Kingdom, you can send in your discussion questions and weirdness things to 1005959. So let's talk about new stuff. one, two, first seven questions are about the new stuff. Except for MK31 going, hi, how are you doing? So anyway, let's start this fun games off. Alright, so Crimboween. It is Crimboween, and I think I need appropriate background music. I think I do. Because I am talking Crimboween. And, you know, it just fits. There we go. Background levels. I'm being creative today. it is Crimboween. Complete with your ever favorite Scream Queen has taken over. And it should be fun. Should be fun. You all knew it was coming. It started up. So new combat area, and it looks like we're going the parody of Dickens' Christmas Carol, which in my own way I find much funny. And you can get various new items with sticks and rocks and fire! I can build fire! And am I freaking making a fire collection for my display case? Oh, hell yes, I am. So any extra fire you may have, I would love to have. Just because fire in your display case? That's hardcore. That's hardcore, baby. People are talking about the Big Leaf. It is a guaranteed drop. It will happen at some point. It is still based on the rant, as far as I can tell, looking at how my characters did with it, is that it's not going to be a guaranteed boom. It's always going to fall for each attack, but it's going to fall at some point, and once it does, it won't fall anymore. So, yeah, you have to get the right monster, you know, just for generic usage here. Once you get that monster, then it's just, at some point, you're going to get the percent. So it's not like a guaranteed kill monster, get item. It is a kill monster, get percent chance of getting item. That's what I can tell that I'm on, because it looks like Meow is having problems with it. Double check that you don't already have one, and or that you didn't already blend it into the leaf tube. Just double check that. But other than that, it's Crimboween. I love the candy spike. The candy spike is awesome. It's hilarious. So we're going to have me a new Crimbo shelf. Because I've always done shelves for Crimbo ever since I've been here. I missed the first Crimbo. I don't have the, I don't have the stuff from that, but I still have a stocking from 2 years ago. Or was it last year? No, it was 2 years ago. 2 years ago, I needed stockings. Yeah, that was awesome. Anyway, God, I hate Firefox at times. And, so anyway, Quimbo's going on, items are coming, Meow wants to know if we should change the RNG to Meow hitting machine. Well, you know, the key here, Meow, is you flash the RNG, and or you send it, you know, dirty magazines, and eventually it does what you want. You also have to bitch about it at least once in radio chat or some other chat channel of your own. It's like, God damn it, I hate the RNG, it will only have X, bam, it will show up as soon as you bitch about it. Never fails. So anyway, that's my TSO, which I have tickets to. I'm getting to go see TSO. I can't wait. let's see here. Fermin asked the new store items and Crimbo stuff, what you think it has to be asked. Oh no, I wasn't saying that it had to be asked. I was just figuring that, I wonder, is there anything new? Yeah, fire. Just fire in general. Of course, I can't wait to meet the ghost of Right About Now, because I want to meet this Funk Soul brother and check him out now. The Funk Soul Rubber. I can't wait for that one. Oh, yeah. Bethley says, I'm Turtle Tamer trying to get to 30. Currently level 15. What is better turn-wise? See your equipment. Doing the gym, or doing the gym in a null, or something else that you left out of a phrase. Well, you know, I'm level 28, and I farmed all my turns today in the new area. Of course, with like about 100 monster level plus on it. And I got about 23,000 Moxie substaff points on about 180 turns. And if I did dance cards, which is what I usually do whenever I really have time, I get like 25. But I also spend a lot of money getting those items. So I'm kind of right now, even though I'm short 3,000 sap points that I could have gotten with dance cards, I'm going, look at all those nice Crimbo things I have. I look at all the meat I didn't spend buying dance cards. And, Crimbo items that within 6 months will be respectably expensive. So I'm all kind of like, I'm all right now up for the new Crimbo area. I mean, honestly, guys, think about this. The things, the Crimbo areas are going to go away at least by Jan 1, if not a few days sooner. So why on earth would you go adventure somewhere else that's not going to give you areas that's like, you know, non-existent within a month? You know it's going to be gone. I don't see any reason why all of your turns for like the next month should not be there. I mean, when Ash hits level 30, I'm probably going to ascend him. I'm going to get him enough turns to be able to wear decent stuff. And then I'm going right back to the Crimbo area. Why? Because there's good stuff there. And, Funk Soul Brother. There's actually a different line in there that says the Funks. Well, but anyway. there's a parody of it that I'm thinking of. Somebody did a parody of it, and it was the, how can I mangle the words just in it? It was like, Funk So Rubber, check it out now. What was it? Yeah, the Funk So Rubber, bounce it out now. I was getting my songs mixed up. But yeah, there's a parody of that out there somewhere. Yeah, so stock up the stuff, Spunky Old Mama. Yeah, here we go. Freeman asks, just wondering, do you have any idea what the average active account age on KOL is? I know you don't have access to that info, but an educated guess will do. Ah. Well, I would say probably just under a year, I would say. Because, you know, there's some of us who have more than 3 years. I'm getting close to three. There are a few before me that are still around. There's a lot of people that I know that have veteran. I would say probably just under a year, because you're going to have all those accounts that are, like, you know, relatively new. Golden Meat Stack. Oh, well, yeah, there is that. But you can get those items and sell them. You can auto... if I'm in Oxycor, if I wasn't, I'd do exactly what you're suggesting. Well... My original plan was I was going to hit level 30, I was going to ascend and be ready to do whatever Crimbra was. But now I'm like, wait, there's no... And I didn't make it. I didn't get finished because I didn't have some days I couldn't do my extra stuff. I could have been done. But I was just like, wow. Crimbra area is nice. I am just going to ascend this and do... But yeah, I mean, if you're Oxycor, you obviously can't. Actually, you could. Yeah, Oxycore might be the only one where that would be really hard to do absolutely nothing. Or unless you're going for Golden Meat Stack or a trophy. But you know, it's Crimbo. It only comes once a year. Mini Gates says, what is an ultra rare item, and could I explain why the Spooky Hockey Mask is really not one? I read about them and I'm still confused. Okay. The Spooky Hockey Mask is what we kind of call a semi-rare. And then the ultra-rares are like the Hypno Disc, the Crazy Bastard Sword, the Meat Gem, you know, the Hockey Stick of Infamous Fame and Harassment on the Forums forever. But anyway, ultra-rares have this complex mechanisms where a lot of different variables have to line up and then you get to fight the monster. And it's rare. It doesn't happen all the time. The Spooky Hockey Mask does not apply with those mechanics, basically, is the difference. It's my understanding is it's a straight up percent chance that every time you do the required action to get one, you have that small chance that you poof actually do get one. So it's not an ultra rare, it's kind of a semi rare, because there are a lot more of those floating around than the ultra rares. Speaking of, has anybody figured anything more else about that 17 ball? Is that definitively been named an ultra rare? Or is it just kind of, we think it's an ultra rare? You know, I play with hockey sticks, kind of thought all cracked up to be. It was nice. I mean, two icicles and hockey sticks? Holy crap. That was just... It was wrong. It was wrong. Again, if you have any questions, you can send those to teacher's assistant, 1005959. It certainly says he has definitely been notified as an ultra-rare. Okay, that's cool. Because, yeah, that's like the freaking best ultra-rare I've seen in a while. Even though I still want a Dense Meat Gem, just because Dense Meat Gems look pretty cool. Need drink. Alright. Let's see here. Fremen asked me, I've never met to catch your other show. When is it on and what's it generally about? My other shows are just straight up music shows. I have a Wednesday show, which is 7 to 9 o'clock p.m. Central Time. And that's usually kind of the what I want to play show, unless someone gives me a really good idea for a song, and then I'll kind of throw it in there. And then my Friday night show is usually mostly requests, unless I run out of requests, and then I start playing kind of whatever has fit the mood that people have come up with for that show. So I kind of do different shows, you know. There are some where I'm like, you're going to listen to this, and you're going to at least listen, because I want you to hear different things. And then the Friday is like the, okay, whatever you want to play, send it in. So, that's kind of what I should say. Justice1234. Now that we have an area containing scaling monsters, would this be a good time to try to grab a level 30 trophy? Uh-huh. I'm going to try to send Ash really quickly, because he's on 28. He's about to hit 29. He will hit 29 tomorrow. And then I'm going to try to send him as fast as I can, and then make a freaking run at a 30. Fremen says, can I convert a solid material that is covalently bonded and has van der Waals bonds that has a use in engineering? Crap. Valent bonds would not be ionics. That would kind of get out mode. most. If you do like a metal frame. Iron? Maybe? Or steel? I don't know. I haven't done chemistry like that in a while. So, yeah. Gorblack says, I'm a level 16 disco bandit! I need to reach level 30. How to do that in the fastest way possible. For your level, since you, unless you have like I said, unless you have like 100 monster level, open to you, dance cards. Dance cards are really nice. Especially if you also shift everything to non-combat as much as possible to get the watch the dancers stay in the curtains adventure and you take the watch the dancers every single time. You can rack up like about 20, 25,000 moxie a day. Some point, and this has kind of been a previous discussion, if you have the sign gem, you know, so the gem in the gnomish camp, it eventually gets where you get more because of your level. Also, but now we have these scaling monsters, so at some point you may want to shift over and do Crimbo, and get stuff and get, you know, things as well. Jeet, where was Crimbo last year? Usually where it's cold. You know, where there's snow and stuff. And stuff. Let's see here. Gorblack said, who did Teacher's Assistant's voice? That was the Dread Pirate Wesley. Gorblack also asked, is there a troll in it, or maybe a troll? No, but I was hoping that there was, like, a troll. And there's no trolls in Mudville. The joy had... No, wait. I need to get these two new Mr. Ray familiars. I don't have those. I do have the troll. Oh yeah, it was a troll. There's a troll familiar. I have not actually played with the troll familiar. I bought it. I'm gonna name it something stupid. Of course, then I never did name my origami crane either. So, mountains. All season elf. Talk to the elf. Don't play in your campground. Campground should be your friend. Fruddle asks where there are actually two radio chats, one here and one on IRC. Because this is just in-game. This is just a radio channel. And then there's also the IRC channel, which is kind of ran and organized by a few different people. And they just have an IRC channel. Because they are IRC fanatics. And so, there you go. And Cerny asked a good question. This is an interesting one. Wouldn't it be smarter to wait for NS13 to start an Oxy loop, seeing as you will be able to take advantage of the Plexi gear for a greater percentage of your run? Well, if you wait to NS13, the run's going to be longer. I was all for get the loop done as fast as possible. And if you set the loop up right, which we've talked about numerous times, and pretty much most people who further show knows the loop, you get to use your Plexi item for about level part of 9, all of 10, and then the end game. Which is really kind of when you need to use that item. You can go before previous ones and be relatively okay. So, yeah, but I'm familiar names anyway. Let's go back and look for more questions. Captain Google says, how much do you adore ADH's Schmexy voice? Schmexy. Smexy? Is that a word? Is that like some dialect? I don't know. She has a good voice. I think at times some of the boys fawn way too much over her just because she has a cute voice. There are other very nice people in chat that you can fawn over that just don't have a radio station. So share the fawning, people. Go fawn other people. And clan administration, how does retaining trainers work? I don't know. I've not done that. The only clan that I have admin powers to is my classroom, which is basically just kind of a multi-clan for fun and whatever. If you have a multi and you want to get in the classroom, ask to join and then send teacher's assistant a note saying you want to join. And I'll jump over there and get you in. So I don't know. I've actually not play with that. I might jump over real quick and go look. Retaining trainers. Let's see here. If anybody else can, like, explain this one to me before I go over there and go look, then that would be great. Let's see here. Light of the clan. Click. I'm in teachers. I'm in the classroom. Ooh. Come on. Come on. Come on. There we go. Let's see here. Oh, one thing about this is laggy. It's all right down here, all this stuff. Well, I don't have all my settings set up for Ash correctly. I have to go into teacher's assistant, it looks like, to look at all those. Whitelist, activity log, process, purchase, clan training. I buy a trainer, they have the ability to buy the bus. Oh! Okay. Gotcha. Yeah. Okay, so I should probably get teacher's assistant to buy some of those. Okay, so basically you buy the trainer, or on retainer, and then you can get them to, you have to retain one now. Okay. That makes sense. So you can focus on what you want, what you don't. I know that there's, like, adventure massages, and you could get buffs that were, somebody else added me to a whitelist. I don't know who it is. Oh, well. Nobody that I really... Crimbo Grotto. Well, maybe that's it. So I know there's, like, some neat different things now that you can get. a trainer's retainer. Yeah, used to have braces. Kind of in that, you know, year or so you get a... Yeah, okay. No, seriously, you buy your trainer. You keep them on retainer. And then you can get buffs. And life is good. Let's see here, because I purchased a clan training, because I just not done that. You get, like, muscle, miscellaneous, moxie training, temporary item boost, meat drop boost, and an adventure massage. You know, Scrimdale's saying, they have a nice one now, it gives an adventure for 10k meat. It's a bit expensive, but how many times are you one or two short of finishing something and would kill for that extra adventure? Oh, hell yeah. The new buffs are expensive. I will agree with that. They are, you know, but they are nice things. So, there you go. Anyway, let's go back to the questions. Oh yeah, there is another familiar out of Crimbo so far. Well, you know, if you want to send pictures, you can always send those to ashland@gmail.com. But yeah, if you want to join, just send a comment to teacher's assistant saying, hey, I apply, and I'll go jump over and get you in. But yeah, pictures are good. Pictures are very good. Stop. Let's see here. Jester Trance asked, this is a bit of a long one. Oh boy. My clan is having a speed ascension contest. First we're doing a softcore run, then a hardcore run, and we can use either Steel Clubber, Pastamancer, or Disco Bandit once for each one. I have a wave of sauce permed, and will have lunging thrust mech hardcore permed. What classes should I pick for the runs? Thanks. Well, let me see here. Boy, too bad you don't have, like, sauce crafting. Because then you can make reagent foods during your hardcore run. It would make life simple. I would say take Posthumus for your softcore run, and then take Seal Clover your hardcore run. Because Posthumancer, you can get Posthumastery. You get the nice thing that knocks down your MP costs for Lunging Thrust Mech for your Seal Clover. That would be my choice. A rock from all three time periods? Oh, that would be awesome. let's see here. Scrolling down. World Wizard 89 says, I have a familiar question. I don't need more off stats, but I need 5 more main stats for level 11. Should I switch from my stat familiar to something else? No. Just keep on. If you need stats, keep on stats. And that's, there's no way to, no reason to change that off of. Divernon says, it's an area with scaling monsters and 100% combat. This makes the new cave the best area for stats. Depends on what level you are. I mean, it's probably going to be the best area for your level, unless you can get around that, such as, you know, dance cards, or, you know, situations where you can get nice adventures, you know, on a fairly consistent choice. I would say it's going to be right up there. I've not done the numbers. I promise you people have. I just have not. And, I'm not going to definitively say that it is the best, but I will say it is right up there. Growback says, can I say Funk Soul Brother at the break, or whatever it's called? Now I'm blanking. God damn it. You know, I don't know if I have it or not. No, I know I do. Oh, crap. What is it called? Oh, God, I'm blanking. I can't even review the fuck is by. Yeah, because that would probably help. Good Lord. Okay, let me think. Let me think. God, I am so freaking blanking on this. This is sad. Sad, I say. Sad. Let's see here right about now. Rockefeller Skank. Okay. Don't think I have that. I'm pretty sure I don't. But there's another song that has, that I know has sampled it, that has it. Yeah, but who, someone else recently who has sampled it, and I don't remember who, but no, I don't have it. So, yeah, if you want to send me the original or whatever the song was that sampled it about 4 or 5 years ago, then do that. Someone has done that. Yeah, there's someone. Dang it, I don't remember who else. Let me see. Do I have anybody by Fat Boy Slim? I have Weapon of Choice. That's the only Fat Boy Slim I have. Which I know is not right. So anyway, if anyone wants to send it to me, I'll play it. But yeah, someone else sampled it. Anyway, moving on. Growback says, in PvP, better to go stat boosting effects or go effectless?
I don't know. I don't PvP. Go to channel PvP and ask there, because I don't have a clue. Gorlax says Wiki is an ultra rare. Okay. Freddle says, is it me, or is the hidden temple a place to get nothing but good stuff? I don't know. I don't go to the temple. I'm usually high-end power looting elsewhere. Just because I do. Again, if you have questions, you can send those to Teacher's Assistance, 1005959. If anybody has the Fatboy Slim song, then you can send it to ashline@gmail.com and I'll play it. And there is someone else, I swear, who sampled this recently. And I don't remember who it was. And I can't remember. And that's going to, like, bother the crap out of me. The Piggy says, I was offline for a few days, and when I came back, there was a spooky advent calendar. Did I miss something important? Oh, the Piggy. It is Crimboween. We usually have Advent, but since if you go in the mall and look at Crimboween memo, you'll find out that part of the contract from last year's strike is that the elves get Crimbo off, and the Scream Queen and the Halloween denizens have taken over, and God help us all. So, there we go. Freeman says, which British accent do I prefer? I prefer Scottish when said by females. Especially if they have red hair and they're cute. Irish redheads are pretty cute, too. So there you go. I've got it, but I really hate it. So I'm not doing that to myself. People are funny. Let's see here. I think it's just about the top of the hour. So I will, Jester Trance says, could I cameo the items you mentioned to use? What are you talking about, Jester Trance? I have no idea what you're talking about at all. None. None. So, alright, I'm going to play some music. I've got, that's only 13 minutes. I'm going to do about a 15-minute segment. I need a short song. Do a House of the Great. Alright, so I'm going to play 15 minutes of music, and I will come back, and then we'll continue on. This is Ashlon here on Radio KOL, City of the Kingdom. My only thing about that song that I don't like is it's too freaking short. But House to Grade, one of the better ones out there on the net. Very nice. Alright, so again, if you have questions, you can send those to Teacher's Assistant, which is 1005959. Blue message is preferred, green if it's really big. But, you know, hey, it's all fun and everything, and, damn it, I hate. Again. So, anyway. Let's see. Scroll down. Questions. Where was I? Freeman asks, the plural of fire is gouts of flame. What's a gout? What's this thing that you get in your stomach and it's really painful? And no, actually, it's just the big burst of flame. Eldell says, this is a bit of a newbie question, but here it goes. Where are the best places to use ranged weapons? It's really not based on places, but based on your character. Ranged weapons use moxie. And so if you're a high moxie character and you don't have an LTS synergy type setup to adjust to back your muscle and go back to that strength, then having a moxie with a ranged weapon, if you have a high enough moxie, will give you the whole concept of plinking, which is the idea of ding, 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 you can't hit me, ding, 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 die. And so that's kind of a little bit different different point of view on how to kill monsters. A little bit slower than LTS synergy. It does not require as many skills. And so that was kind of how they work on that as well. Fredo asks, how do I become a DJ? What speed connect do I need? Most of us have some type of cable broadband modem or DSL or something to that extent. Dial-up usually doesn't work. And radio KOL every so often, based on DJs retiring, stepping down, zoning out, vanishing off the face of the earth, getting fired, etc., etc., will open threads in the main forums and on radio-kol.net forums saying that you have this many days to send in a submission and you follow the instructions and you hope and pray that KMD and Jezebel pick you. And that's about how it works. That's not much more I can say. I have no say at all on hiring rules or anything like that. That is all completely not me and anything. So there we go. Loat asks, my next one will be a hardcore skill clubber. I've got Pasta Mastery and Sauce Crafting. And I'll have the Plexi Pants. Anything I should know about how to play Steel Clubber for speed? Yeah, get Lunging Thrust Mac, or at least Thrust Mac, and Eye of the Stoat as soon as possible. And then life becomes simple. Sailor Bowser asks, what do you think of Crimboween up to this point? I think it's going to be interesting. I'm hoping there's more just beyond the Save Uncle Crimbo. I'm hoping like all hell breaks loose. Dang it, I'm having yawnage now. I don't know why. So I'm gonna go yawn, 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 and stop that. Wombat asks, is the cost of pet buffing spray worth it for castle farming if I have no way of increasing combat adventures? I'm using an ADD. The pet buffing spray will give you, let's see here, plus 5 familiar weight, minus 10 from all stats. Well, if you have the stats that you can take that minus 10, then yes. Are you a hardcore wombat? Yeah, you can drink GMS. Trying to think what might be the easiest way. If you can get a ring of conflict, that's nice, and that helps. But the heavy petting is nice. Also, the big veiny brain from the learning pill is nice if you can deal with the minus 20 meat from monsters. But since you're going for meat and not stats per fight, that might not be the best thing for you to get. You know, if you're trying to do massive stat boosting, then, oh yeah. But looking in laboratory, I'm thinking that there's different things there. This here stink bomb's a combat item. The nasal spray is, plus meat, minus atoms, minus substats. That would be nice. You know, you could use the wasabi sinuses, but you would be losing a little bit of items, and you would be losing a little bit of substats per battle. The Love Potion is just a... What is a Love Potion? It's a Moxie Booster. That's right. I hadn't used that one in a while. Eye drops. I'll give you specific numbers here. Again, you know, dissolve non-goblin stuff. Plus 15% items, minus 15% meat, minus 1 sub-stuff per battle. So you could use a combo with the eyeballs and the meat, and the Vassy would come out on top, I believe. So, a thought there. Yeah, because nasal spray is plus 30% meat, the eye drops is minus 15 or 16%, so you'd still be up some, and you still get plus items for both of them. But I'm right now kind of doing the pet buffing slash learning pill combo, because I am mass statting right now. And that was nice. Aw, L's been something to me domestic. Aw. I have quoted you. Oh, Lord, what the hell did I say this time? The heavy petting is good. Wow, yeah. that one is definitely quotable. Wombat, that needs to be the tagline for this week's show. Oh my god. Oh, that's great. Yeah, there's your tagline. Double penguin whips. Yeah, Wombat, if you can do double hand penguin whips are nice. Those are very nice. Where was I? Where we check if the no delete flag is set so I can get my friend's Mr. A back. If you've had it overnight over rollover, then it's set. But it is technically if you go to your account button and click on there, all the way down underneath miscellaneous options, it says this account will not be deleted from inactivity. So there you go. And let's see here. I've been asked to look at some Wizard Volleyball because apparently he's fanboying. When you have Lilith the Mosquito and Zomagod is Cat Killer the Volleyball, and I have nothing, and so you fail. The 7-ball would be nice, that's true. Let's see here. Well, yeah, I'll just check there underneath the account, all the way to the bottom, underneath the boxes. But if you don't, then hold it over, roll over, and then you should be okay. Let's see here. Question. I give you a question. You can send those to Teacher's Assistant, 1005959. And you can get into this insanity that is. Minigate says, do you think there's going to be a new time in Crimbo history Thursday's rollover? I don't know when exactly that'll happen. I am not privy as to, but I would say, Tuesday. But Thursday would make sense, once a week, honestly. Beckley says, by the way, according to the norms, for more stats, it's better to not do plus muscle level, but plus moxie. Testing some more so far, 1-to-1 castle gave 48 muscle, and elf just gave me 50. One clarification, apparently from some forms of scaling monster, plus muscle level isn't as effective as plus moxie, so for me, in muscle class, I'm getting banes over all of them in the castle. I'm not getting meat, but crimbo items. Shrug. That would make sense. I mean, Moxie is going to kind of boost the strength, you know, the ability of the monster, muscle, kind of adjust the hit points. That's very possible. But, you know, but if you have a high-level Moxie character with plus monster level, guess what? It's hot. Even though I should probably have to start doing, like, some buffs and some boosts and stuff like that. It could be really cool. I honestly would not know. Again, I've not read the nitpick math people. I just kind of go with, is this worthwhile to me? Am I getting respectable numbers? I am? Great. Then that's what I'm going to do. So there you go. The Grateful Undead t-shirt. You know, I've never gotten me one of those. There's like a bunch of stuff I haven't gotten. I need fire! Again, questions to Teacher's Assistant, 1005959. Senator Bowser, what do you think of the tools that can be made at Crimbo Rock? I like fire. Fire is good. Maybe we'll have, like, Crimbo Castle coming up soon. You know, the wheel gives you combat init. Eh, it's nice. It's okay. The Yo, the combat item. Eh, it's okay. The prehistoric spear, 2x chance of critical hit. Eh, it's okay. Stick on a string, combat item. Eh, it's okay. Fire! It needs to crackle. Needs to be like movement, that would be awesome. Plus hot damage, head on fire, ass catching. Okay. It burns, but it's fire! The leaf tube. You kind of need it for something else, so, eh. Choose some rock. Duh. It's familiar! You know, I think the stuff right now weren't going to be massively, you know, good for anything. So, you know, I think they're just kind of neat. Now, it would be neat if, like, you take some of these things and then you dabble them in with other things, and there you go, you know. And that would be awesome, you know, from, like, the next area. That would be cool. But, that's just me. Fire! I need more fire. fire, fire. Fire. See what happens if you don't send questions in? Then you get, like, rude crap like this. Let's see, your attributes that say must monster level doesn't work on scaling monsters, so the only way to get more stats from this is to boost your moxie. Aww. That makes sense, though. It really does. Wishful thinking! I mean, I was getting, like, 100 plus. And I thought I could just do a double moxie. Do a moxie potion. it could be bad. It could be just absolutely insane. Need questions. Google says, what familiar should I get? Starfish. Because I like collect stars! That would make logical sense. And, oh boy, yeah, I'm out of questions. Oh, this is going to get bad. This is going to be bad real quick. I may have to start breaking out the more musical breaks, because, like, you know. Because, like, yeah, you know, I don't have anything to talk about. I don't, and that's bad, because I have no questions. But you do consider those teacher's assistant ones, 05959. I'm question begsoring, I hate doing that. Alright, I'm playing some music, because I got nothing. I'll be back in, like, I don't know, a song or two if I have questions. If not, then we're going to play music. This is State of the Kingdom here on Radio KOL. Fire! Okay, I am back. Okay. Let's check that window anymore. Close that one. That tab. And let's go to questions. Hopefully I have more questions. Give Jicky. Ah, funny. Cheese Corn asks, I have seen people selling KOL stuff on eBay. What do you think of this? I have not, will not buy KOL stuff on eBay, but I could use the money. Do you know anyone who's done this? I play a game for fun, never thought about making money until my sister mentioned this oddball thing. Here's my thoughts on this, and a lot of other people who have a semblance of, like, maturity and concept of playing the game correctly and well, I kind of agree on the same point. Is that, and this is even kind of what Jake and Scully says, is like, look, we don't say you can't technically do it, because it's something, but something that you really don't own, you know, that's the question, do you own it, is it property of KOL, because it's all virtual, but if you pay real money for this, there's no guarantee that player's going to actually send you that stuff. I know there was at least one person who was trying to sell a character who he claimed had certain channel accesses, and he didn't. And so you could be, you know, lied to. So we kind of do it as the, if you're stupid enough to buy something there, more power to you. Apparently the best one is the Making Meat Guide. Somebody said they actually, somebody, a friend of theirs bought it, was like a four-paged, folded over things with common things like, get a familiar that helps you gain meat, like a leprechaun. Go to places that have good meat, like the treasury. Oh my god, crap. Meow, what do you think about the troll versus bitterkin debate? Bittenkin debate. There's a debate on the troll versus the bitten. Shows how much I'm paying attention. Yeah, the troll's nice, it gives you song, but I like my bitten. I like my bitten. Grubsnar says, will you guys ever make it possible for those of us who do not have PayPal to get the old familiars of the month, or the current familiars of the month? Okay, first off, I don't have any say in the game, okay? I am just a radio DJ who does this discussion talk show. That being said, I have never bought anything in the game with real money. Well, except for the Feelies kit, which got me Styrofoam Peanuts. But that's it. And I was a con, and I had to, because it had cool stuff. But I have always gotten all of my Mr. Accessory items, Mr. Store items, through just gathering meat and items and selling them, and playing the mall, and playing trade, and making food, and selling them. And I make my meat. I don't pay money in, and I know this is like a shock to people, like, oh my god, he doesn't support this game, he's a bad player. No, I just, I don't have the money to do it. But, you know, if you, there are ways to do it. I mean, you can mail the money in to Jake, and you'll get a Mr. Accessory. You know, get a clanmate to buy it for you and hold it in escrow until you get it, your Mr. A sent to you. I mean, there are ways to do it without PayPal. Why do people want Toothy Rocks? Because they're familiars. So, yeah, that's my whole point on that. You don't have to have PayPal. And the old familiars of the month, they're familiars I don't have, and I want them, and yeah, that's not going to happen. Of course, the ones I want are a year and a half old, but anyway, that's beside the point. Next question. Haplo has checked in. It's good. Minigate says, I think that the evil golden arches stuff stinks because it lowers stats. What do you think? I make them. I don't ever use them. Because if I open Mafia, it automatically, you know, get your golden arches food. But really, I do more for collectors and stuff. This is the meat making guys have a web address to the wiki when you're not a piece of paper. Oh, that would be good. Look, go to the wiki, click. No, it wasn't even like wiki good. It was like, wear items that give meat buffs. Go to adventures that have high meat drops. Buy stuff cheap in the mall and sell it for more. Play the MMG and don't lose. It was things like this. Somebody was like reading from, like, oh my god, this is great. That was like the best item we ever saw on eBay. It wouldn't go away. It kept coming back. It was like $2.95 for this piece of crap. Atrophied says, I'm starting a hardcore loop with no hardcore skills perm. In what order should I go through the classes? Oh, goodness. Alright. Once again, the loop. Do a soft course, or do a hardcore steel clubber. Wait, are you doing hardcore oxy or just hardcore? Because that changes my mind. And I forgot to read. You're just doing a hardcore loop. I would say pasta mastery, sauce crafting, or pasta mastery, sorcerer, seal clubber, turtle tamer, disco band, accordion thief. There you go. So, mysticality skills, muscles classes, moxie classes. Minigate says, do you think we'll see the pickle factory again? Well, didn't we just, like, see it on April Fool's Day? It was there. Sure we will. Minigate says, someone came up to me yesterday and asked, do you think my 10-year-old should play Loathing? I said, let me ask a good source, so I am. What do you think? Oh, wow. A lot of the jokes are going to be, like, over their head. I mean, they're not going to get a lot of the jokes. They're not going to get the funny. They're not going to get the catchphrases. I mean, you know, this is other game that I'm working on as a, you know, they'll be like, no! But this one, that's kind of close to that iffy line. I'd say maybe with a parent watching it just to see if it gets too bad. Even though the Children's Advisory Council did say this is a terrible, terrible game. So probably not. You told them in radio chat. Oh, God. Because radio chat's semi-perverse. Okay, wait. Not semi-perverse. Very perverse. And I'm not any better. Question. I'm ready to sin once the Crimberween event is over, says Sailor Bowser. I plan hardcore perming sauce crafting to go with my pasta mastery. Class should I run next, and for what skill? I just got a message from Chatbot. What the heck? Seriously, I got a message from Chatbot. What the crap? I should go read that. Sorry. I would say mad looting skills with Disco Bandit, and then Turtle Tamer for sympathy. Oh, I was sent a vodka martini. And some gouts of flames! Yay! Yay, flame! Yay, fire! No, this is semi-perverse. Trust me, there are other channels which are worse. Trust me. Anyway. Dante5454 says, hey, Ash. Oh, 54, trust me, there are worse channels. There is at least one that's much, much more, more interesting. Newbie! God. Newbie is just a wonderful place. Dante5454 says, hey, Ash. What do you think of Jick and Co. implementing a familiar restriction run? Like, running the run with no familiar except for when you have to have one? I don't know. I mean, I don't know how easy it would be to add that to the existing code. You know, so I don't know. I don't know. I was... Ignore me, 5-4. I don't know. It's like, you know, they talk about... Someone says, well, why can't we have another class? And they say, if we add another class, it would require so much code reworking that it would almost be physically impossible to do. I don't know if another type of run hard-coded into the game would have that same type of to the game or not. So, I don't know. I don't know. Vostok says they're adding it, so... I had homemade sauce or biscuits and gravy this morning. My wife made the gravy. Oh, nummy. I thought it was too much pepper. She thought it was too much flour. And I'm like, this is funny. We can't even agree on what needs to be tweaked to make it better. It's like, yay us. We fail at figuring stuff out. So. Cough, cough. Hack, hack. Let's get questions. Looking forward to the anniversary gifts we were promised. What anniversary gifts that we were promised? I've not listened to a Jake and Scully show in a while. Yeah. Chatbot. I also got Cindy Martini. Justin Carto asks, in your opinion, do you think that a Cheshire Bitten with a plastic pumpkin head is better than a new troll familiar in the plastic pumpkin head? Alright. Since I'm apparently getting sucked into this Bitten troll debate, let me pull up Wiki, and we're going to talk about numbers, specific numbers, and then we'll talk about exactly which is better. Okay, so give me a second. There's the Cheshire Bitten. Cheshire Bat. And the Troll Crystallis becomes a Yuletide Troll. Okay, Cheshire Bat. It gives you... It is pretty much, in essence, a leprechaun and a blood-faced volleyball. Now, a volleyball, as we all know, will give you a quarter point of a stat point for every pound of a familiar, and also will give you 5% meat per pound. So a 20-pound volleyball or 20-pound Cheshire Bat will give you 5 extra stat points and will give you 100% more meat. Okay? Okay. Now the troll. The troll has the same blood-faced volleyball, which will give you 1/4 point per stat for a familiar. Also give you, it gives you a ghoul whelp with less power, which gives you plus H point and HP and MP after combat adventures. Okay? And will give you occasionally a sheet music which lets you do a carol. So the question comes down to, do you want more meat, or do you want more hit points slash magic points slash, you know, the music. Now, the pumpkin bucket. Let's throw this into the mix here now, right? The pumpkin bucket gives 5+ to familiar weight, which would affect all of that. You know, a bit more magic points, hit points, and meat and stats. Plus 5 pounds of gravy fairy, which now will give you 25% chance of getting goodies and the occasional trick on the enemy. So my point in this is going to be basically this, is it depends on what you need. If you are, say, Wombat, and you are going for your golden meat stack, you do not want the troll, because the troll does not help meat. If you want meat, you take your Bitten. If you don't want the meat, and you want 8-point HP, MP, items, etc., then you go with the troll. See, and that's really, you know, a lot of times, I know you guys want the advice, but the Wiki is good for that information, just to kind of think about those situations. And so, I look at it as there's no right or wrong answer to this. It's all in how you're playing and what your goal is for this point in time, what you need. And, there you go. Getting a gift on your anniversary gets your main ring to be rolled out. Oh, that's nice. Let's see here. That's a chatbot question. Let's see here. Minigaze asks, what's my favorite familiar? I like the AD Demon. Attention Deficit Demon. It's great. It's funny. I also like my Dark Jill Lantern, because it was the first Mr. Store familiar. let's see if I have any more questions. If not, I may go find a song and get out of here. Which I don't, so... I'm thinking I need to find about a 5.5-minute song that's not crap, and get out of here. Ooh, I know. I know exactly what I want to do. Oh, where is it? Oh, I didn't download it yet. Crap, got nothing else. There we go. Anyway, Hathlo's up next. I'm out of here. This has been State of the Kingdom with Ashlon Radio KOL. Wednesday show, 7 o'clock Central. See you there. Bye-bye.